Beloved Masters, it is always a joy for us to communicate with you and to feel your energy. We look forward to these times when you allow us to come so close. We look forward to these times when you allow yourself to come so close. Over the years, we have talked about many ideas and explanations and explanations regarding your higher self and exploring your spirituality and going within and exploring the kingdom of all that you are. We've used metaphors of all kinds to try to explain in human words this phenomenon of who you are and how to reacquaint yourself with all that you are. We have called these metaphors by many names. Your landscape, Dimension X, your etheric house, your cave, your house at the edge of the meadow, the meadow of flowers, the crystal pyramid, dear ones, none of these metaphors explain or describe all that you are. We've tried many different metaphors because you have different tastes and you have different interests, and there are a variety of ways of trying to bring this energy to you and offer it to you to explore, to discover who you are. Sometimes we've seen you get stuck in the metaphor. You think the tool is the thing. Just as the word tree is not the tree, it's a symbol for a living being. The various metaphors and tools that we have used to present to you in some way, some concept of who you are. Is not the thing. The tool is not the thing. The metaphor is not the thing. It doesn't matter what you call it until you make the clear choice. I choose me. I choose all that I am. All the metaphors in the world will do nothing for you. It is you who must choose to either explore who you are and invite in all that you are. We don't care what metaphor you use. We don't care what tool you use. It is your choice that makes the difference. Do you choose to invite all that you are to come close, to integrate with this physical being that you are so identified with? We have told you, oh dear ones, you are ascended masters. But you still choose to believe more in what you see in the mirror than what you feel in your hearts. We love you so dearly, so completely. But you choose moment to moment your reality. If you choose, I have so much fear, then so it is. If you choose, this doesn't do a thing for me, so it is. If you choose pain and suffering, so it is. That is how grand a creator you really are. We invite you to feel the love that is here for you. And we invite you to feel the love that you have for yourself. All the energy in the universe can love you compassionately and unconditionally. But as long as you continue to look outside of your heart, you will never know love. For all this love is you. We invite you to feel and to sense the love that you have for yourself. This grand being that you are stands and waits for you to feel, for you to choose to allow yourself to feel all that you are all the love that you are. All the tools, all the tricks, all the metaphors in the omniverse can do nothing for you. Until you choose to say, I love me from your heart. We have explored the kingdom within. And you certainly have explored the kingdom without, and you found it to be empty and void. Because the kingdom is not outside of you, dear ones. We will repeat this to you as many times as it takes for you to finally feel all the love that you are. We will repeat to you as often as you want us to. We will continue to offer the metaphors, looking for that one that may click with you. For this love knows no bounds. It is abundance. We remind you of the words of one of your revered ones in your holy scriptures. Perfect love casts out fear. Where there is abundant love, dear ones, there can be no fear. There can be no virus. For this abundant love that is all that you are disconnects the feeding tubes of the fear virus. It disconnects the feeding tubes of the separation virus. It disconnects the feeding tubes of the Satan virus, of the guilt virus. This abundant, perfect love so fills your kingdom. There is no room for anything else. Dear ones, we know each one of you has tasted. Each of you has tasted this love that you have for yourself. But often, you choose to believe that it's Tobias or Adamus or Metatron or Michael or Yeshua. You choose to believe it's anyone but yourself. Oh, we do love you. Make no mistake, we do love you. But when you recognize that this taste of love that you think comes from us, when you recognize that it is you, dear ones, the door opens wider to allow this great love that you have for you to come flooding in. It fills you up. And there is nothing to describe that experience. Once you acknowledge this love that you have for you, dear ones, you take the step to fully embracing and inviting all that you are, all the love that you are. This includes, dear ones, hear us now. It includes the feminine and masculine energies. With abundant, perfect love, there is and can be no separation. We invite you to breathe in this abundant love. Breathe the breath of love into your very being. It is with the breath of love that you discover all that you are. The metaphors that we have used were merely attempts, dear ones, feeble tools that allow you to go into your true imagination to begin to explore all that you are. As we said before, we don't care which one you use. We don't care if you use any. We do invite you to choose consciously, choose love consciously, choose joy. We have watched you so many times, so easily fall into doubt and fear. But we love you anyway. We know you're creating this for your experience, so that when you finally do embrace all that you are, you know you have a clear understanding of what is going on around you and with all those that continue to feed the virus. This compassion that you are developing through your experiences will serve you well. But we ask you, dear ones, when will you be tired of that lesson, of that experience? Haven't you gone deeply enough into fear and doubt and sadness and disappointment and pain and struggle? Oh, you know these things intimately. They're really is no need to explore further. You can write the books, lengthy books, about the depths of despair and fear and doubt. It is time. Are you ready? We have asked you before and we ask you again. Are you ready to accept and be all that you are in your physical world? Are you ready to consciously choose abundant, perfect love that is here for you now? Not tomorrow. Not next week. But it is here now, at this now moment. You can consciously choose to let go of all those experiences that no longer serve you, dear ones. You can consciously choose at this moment, and the next moment, and the next, to say yes, to breathe in the breath of love for you. Dear ones, it is time. We are here, dear ones. As we said before, in all love, we will remind you as often as you wish of who you are. We will remind you that you are love. That you are loved. Dear ones, we take a moment here to feel you and to be with you. We will remind you as long as it takes, whatever it takes, to breathe the breath of love, to breathe in all that you are. We love you dearly, and you are never alone.